You're listening to Mom and Doc Talks, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, I'm Jody the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barra the doc. And this is Mom and Doc Talks, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy. And as we continue this initial welcome to our series that we're doing, where we're focusing on what a trajectory of from start to finish can be from like diagnosis or from or first presentation of being unwell to fully healed and thriving, told through the lens of Jody and Avery and their story. Last episode, we talked about the first remedy and the first experience with homeopathy and some of the challenges that Jody had with that. In this episode, we're going to talk about navigating follow-ups and remedy changes and Jody's first big wow, where she realized something was happening with homeopathy, because as you might have picked up from our last episode, it wasn't right away. So Jody, where would you like to start on talking about those first few follow-ups and the navigating remedy changes early on?
So we were on our first remedy, and I remember at home, giving doses and being super confused about what I was looking for, what I was supposed to do. You had given me instructions as far as dosing, but I had no idea what I was supposed to be seeing. Like, I still was in the mindset of I'm going to give these and Avery's going to get better and that's going to be great. And in the beginning, in that first month, I actually saw her getting worse and going into that panic. And then, emailing back and forth with you and you're telling me what to do. And then, so we keep going along. And then, I remember one of the most significant memories I have from the very beginning is we went out of town and I forgot her remedy. And I was like, oh my gosh, the whole world's going to fall apart. Like, this is going to be awful. And we went out of town for 3 days, and over those 3 days, Avery got significantly better, like way, way better. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Holy cow. Maybe I shouldn't say significantly better. She got better and I was really confused. So emailed you, then we moved her dosing around, and then things just kept going back and forth. I felt like I would see one thing happen, and then you would explain it to me, and then I would keep going. And then all of a sudden I would be seeing something else. And I just spent so much time in the first couple of months confused about what was going on. And then, really, I think in our first follow-up, we changed remedies. And so then
we changed potency.
Did we? Okay. Yep. Okay. And in that, I was even more confused, because once we changed potency, the way Avery was responding was a little bit different too. It was like, all of a sudden I was like, holy cow, here's some strong aggravations again. We were kind of past the stronger aggravations. And so it felt like everything was changing all the time. And I just spent so much time completely confused about what was going on, and literally sending you way too many emails trying to figure out, just because I didn't understand what I was seeing.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that can be really challenging for folks, especially in the Pans and Pandas community, where we have a greater sensitivity to everything, and so therefore a greater sensitivity to even homeopathic remedies, which are generally some of the most gentle things you can use for health. It can be really challenging to navigate that initial worsening that you sometimes see. And especially in the case where you said, like, you forgot to give it for a couple of days, or you didn't have it with you and things got better. How did you personally navigate that disconnect or that dissonance that you probably had, where you're like, this person is having me give this thing, I give it, it clearly gets worse, and then when I don't give it, it gets better. How is this not a bad thing that I'm giving this to somebody, and when I don't take it, that, like, the, to me, coming from the conventional model, where we, before you really fully understood how homeopathy works and that we're causing a little bit of that primary action that you're getting because they're so sensitive, so that we can get that rebound secondary action that mm-hmm. we've talked about before on this podcast in a previous episode. How did you, I mean, was it just pure luck, pure faith, pure desperation that kept you going and being willing to talk to me? Was it, did I talk you through it in ways that helped you connect with, okay, this is okay. And this is how it's happening. Like, how'd you get through that?
In the beginning, not very well. I spent a lot of time, Billy and I spent a lot of time going, that Dr. Barr is just crazy. Like, this is crazy. Like, what in the world is, like, how could she possibly be asking us to give Avery this thing over and over again that is making her worse? But then the further we got in, the same thing. It was the same thing happened over and over again. Little bit worse, couple of rough days, and then each day got a little bit better, and then she was improved. And after that happened so many times, we started to realize that each time she came out of an aggravation, she was a tiny, tiny bit better. And it wasn't even something that we really recognized in the moment. It really took going to those follow-ups and getting through multiple follow-ups to realize, oh, okay, things are getting tiny bit better each time. And then even after that, it still remained hard. It was still hard. And we literally I would like coach Billy through it. I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna give her a dose. This is what's gonna happen. We're gonna see this get worse. But then we'll spend about 3 days coming out of it. And then after those 3 days, we'll be better. And it was like, I feel like armoring up. We would armor up and give a dose. And it's almost like, you know, like the football team before they go out on the field, they're getting all pumped up and hyped up and getting themselves ready for it. It was like I felt like that with every dose. I was like, all right, come on, Jody, you can do this. Like, keep calm, stay centered and focused, just observe the symptoms and come out of it. It was still hard. It was still really, really hard to do, but we couldn't deny the pattern that we were seeing. And that made it easier for us.
I'm sure it helped that you saw it with multiple different remedies too. So it wasn't like it was easy to conceptualize at first, like, no, this medicine is wrong. This medicine is bad. We need something different because something different mm-hmm. she'll respond differently to. Mm-hmm. And then you saw it again and again and again over different remedies, because Avery is no exception to the typical pattern that we see with PANS and PANDAS kids, that they need usually multiple different medicines in multiple different preparations to get them to fully healed. And it's because we have to meet the body where it's at in the moment. And the body is constantly responding to things in its environment, to its own changes as a child grows and different things that they're exposed to. And so we constantly have to shift and adjust to keep giving those small, gentle, sometimes not as gentle as we want them to be, nudges to the body to continue that healing process. And so seeing those patterns and like having patience when you first get started, because the reality is, you know, as good as I am as a homeopath, I don't have the ability, I don't have a crystal ball, and I can't predict how each individual is going to respond. I may be a little bit better at having a good guess about how somebody is going to respond now because of practice and over time, depending on how they've responded to other treatments and other modalities, but it's not 100%. Nothing in health is 100%. And so we always have to look at the individual and how they respond and adapt from there. I think that having that patience, whether you're working with me or any homeopath that you happen to work with, if you decide to take that leap, giving the patience and the time for you and your homeopath to figure out exactly how your kiddo's body responds, or you, if you're getting help for yourself, how your body responds to homeopathic medicines, so that you can adapt and have it be as effective with as little impact, as little negative impact as possible moving forward. And keeping in mind, Jody, I mean, this is maybe a good time to talk about it, because with homeopathy, as I said in a very early episode, we're always looking for the minimum effective dose. Mm-hmm. And ideally, we can get to the minimum effective dose that causes little to no aggravation before we basically that's the goal, right? Yeah. We tried to do that with Avery. Yeah. And there are some kids that unfortunately the minimum effective dose will still cause a little bit of an aggravation. We did get to a point where the aggravations weren't lasting 3 days. Yeah. They were a day or less, but if we would get to a dose that didn't cause an aggravation, we also didn't see any improvement for her. And so for some kids, an aggravation is a necessary evil that I think when we, you and I talked about it, we conceptualized it a little bit like working out, that, you know, if you go to the gym, you're going to have a little bit of soreness that will contribute to building strength and to getting into a healthier place. You obviously don't want to have so much soreness like I did one time when I was still training in Krav Maga, and I did way too many pushups and I tore the muscles so intensely that I swelled up and I couldn't move my arms hardly at all. I couldn't brush my teeth or brush my hair. And they were like so hard. They were like softballs is what they felt like. That's obviously too much. That's not a healthy way to over. And so that would be like an intense aggravation. Whereas, you know, a small aggravation is like a little bit of soreness that, you know, you worked hard and your body is building changes, but that you can still go on with your life. So we're looking for that little bit of soreness that you would get from working out.
Yeah. And I think it's worth mentioning here that, you know, still being in the mindset I was before homeopathy, during this time, we were going through that figuring out part of it. I was very much not used to, like, you give a medicine and something happens. I wasn't used to the whole like figuring it out part. And I felt like we figured it out in the beginning. And then with the new potency, it's like, oh, here we go. We're going back into figuring out the best dosing frequency. And that kind of happened over and over again. And that, I feel like that really wore me down because I wasn't expecting it. I didn't understand that. But then after we had done it like 3 or 4 times, I was like, okay, like this is the good stuff. Like we're going to start this new potency and it's going to get a little for a second, but then we go into that figuring out part. And that's the really cool part where we're going to make sure that it's not too much, that it's the least amount that is beneficial. And then we start moving forward again. And so once I got used to that and it was just, okay, like this is part of it. I got a lot more comfortable. And then we had our like moment, the moment. And I actually have the email. I have to read it because this email still means so, so much to me. We were on a remedy. I think we had changed remedies and we hit, I don't even know what we were. We had given a dose of it and then I stopped dosing and it was like, the clouds parted and something happened. And I think after this moment was when we were finally okay with aggravations and all of that stuff. But I sent this email that says, oh my gosh, it happened. I'm so afraid to talk about it because I don't want it to go away. Almost every single one of her symptoms are significantly better. The tics, the anxiety, the rages, the emotional ups and downs, the anger, it's all better. I know we're just beginning and we have a really long ways to go and we're going to have our setbacks, but I'm so grateful for the past 2 days. My soul has been refilled with joy. That was like the moment where I was like, okay, this just blind faith I've had in homeopathy being what was going to heal Avery. That was my first moment where I was like, I'm not doing anything else. All we're doing is homeopathy. And that completely changed what was going on. Yeah. And after that, I was like, all right, there was still all kinds of hard and everything. But I was, after that moment, I feel like so many moms have that moment and they're like, whoa, like, okay, like we are in it. And this is why we're here right here. So it was such a significant moment in our healing journey with Avery.
Yeah. And there's the next 2 episodes, we're going to have some conversations. They're really focused on you as parents and navigating some of these ups and downs, giving you some ideas for about what to expect with the process and navigating some of your own reactions to the process. So don't worry, we're not going to forget about you. But one of the things that I think is really important to touch on here, Jody, is that a lot of people want that big wow that you had right away. And if they don't get it right away, they think it's not working. And they think there's also some perception for people who are patient and wait it out, that big wow, like, why didn't we just start with this? And I think you actually had that because I believe the remedy that you sent me that email with was her fifth or sixth remedy that she had while working with me. And there has to be some part of you that was like, well, why didn't we just give this? We could have had this up front if we just given this. And I heard that again and again from so many different people. And the reality is that you have to work through those little smaller changes, those nudges, to get to the point that you have that wow. Some people do have it right up front because the body is ready for it. But the reality is homeopathy is not forcing anything in the body, like medications or supplements. There's no biochemical force. Everything that you're seeing as a result of homeopathy is actually the body doing it itself. And the homeopathy is just that nudge to the body to have that healing response that we're looking for. And so we can't make somebody do it before they're ready. So if we want to go back to like the working out analogy, if you haven't been running for a while, you can't sign up for a marathon tomorrow and expect to do a good job and to be successful with it. And so essentially you just, you know, or like a powerlifting competition, you can't go from like, you know, hanging out and being a couch potato to being a powerlifting champion because you just decide that you want to do it. You can't go lift like weights three times and be able to do it. And so you have to build up until your body is able to have that type of response. And so the reality is I could have given the remedy that led to that amazing email and to that first glimpse of, oh my gosh, my child is still here. This does not have to be my life forever. I could have given it 3 months, 4 months, 5 months earlier, and it wouldn't have had that response. There probably would have been no response to the remedy at all because it wasn't the right remedy. It wasn't indicated at that particular point in time. So that can be a frustrating thing too, because we have to acknowledge and wrap our brains around the fact that healing, true healing, and our body restoring that homeostasis where it can do it on its own takes time. It takes work to get there. And we can't compare healing with homeopathy, true healing, where our body doesn't need anything in the long run to be able to sustain balance and to sustain health. You can't get there really quickly, like you can maybe with a medication or supplement that will eventually wear off in time and become ineffective, or that if you ever miss it, that everything falls apart. And it just takes time. And that's what we're going to spend our next couple of episodes talking about. So in our very next episode, we're going to talk about the ups and downs of healing and learning with homeopathy, because that's another thing that Jody really had to work through. And she'll tell you about some of her experience with that. And that challenge where you question whether it's working because it works so differently than what you're used to. So we're going to talk about that in our next episode. I hope that you'll join us there.
Bye guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week, and you can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. Just search for Resilience Naturopathic. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for Pans and Pandas, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for pans and pandas throughout the week. If you're already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.